NFL Roundup, Week 6. I'm Dave Ferry. It's not often when the Battle of the Beltways features two teams with winning records, but it was one of the two featured games of the day. Living between Baltimore and Washington, Craig Heist was in Charm City to watch the latest installment.
Lamar Jackson threw for 323 yards and a touchdown, while Derrick Henry had two touchdown runs, as the Ravens won their fourth straight game with a 30-23 win over the Commanders. Jackson's TD pass went to Mark Andrews, his first touchdown reception of the year. He also connected with Zay Flowers nine times for 132 yards.
Instead of just talking about it, we was about it today. Just putting points on the board. We started off slow. Even when we was scoring on those drives, I still felt like we was kind of off some way, but like I said, there's room for improvement. We just got to keep stacking.
Henry finished with 132 yards on 24 carries. Commanders quarterback Jaden Daniels threw two touchdown passes to Terry McLaurin. Both teams are 4-2.
We head to Arlington, Texas, where Bob Stevens reports from the league's other marquee matchup.
Jared Goff threw for 315 yards and three touchdowns. The Detroit Lions routed the Dallas Cowboys 47-9. Cowboys' fourth consecutive lopsided loss at home dating back to last season. Goff says it was a very satisfying win.
We're starting this little stretch here where this was our first road game of a few more to come. And yeah, we wanted to come out and play well. They're a great team, and we were able to get on top of them today and do our thing.
David Montgomery had two rushing touchdowns for the Lions, but they lost defensive lineman Aiden Hutchinson to a serious leg injury in the third quarter.
The first overall pick in this year's draft has helped the Bears extend their winning streak. David Schuster has details.
Caleb Williams threw four touchdown passes as the Bears defeated the Jaguars 35-16 in London. Williams was 23 of 29 for 226 yards. The Bears have won three straight games. They're now 4-2 heading into their bye week for coach Matt Eberflus.
For the first six games, I think we're in a good spot, and we have to get our minds and our bodies and everything right to go on to these next six games, starting with the first one.
And a footnote on the Bears, this was the first time in 68 years they scored five offensive touchdowns in back-to-back games.
The Eagles were in need of a win. Michael Luongo tells us if they got one.
Jalen Hurts and Devontae Smith for a 45-yard touchdown pass with 7:54 to go in the fourth quarter to give the Eagles a 20-16 win over the Browns. The game-winning score came after Cleveland had tied the contest at 13-all on a 49-yard field goal by Dustin Hopkins. It was the second touchdown pass of the game for Hurts, who finished with 264 yards passing.
So really, really good signs of complimentary football throughout this game. Some moments not so much, but in the end we were able to find a way together as a team.
A.J. Brown caught a 22-yard touchdown strike for the Birds, who improved to 3-2.
The Patriots trotted out another quarterback on Sunday, but the Texans' second-year QB was much better. Here's Geffen Coolbaugh.
The Texans spoiled Patriots quarterback Drake May's first NFL start with a 41-21 win. C.J. Stroud had 192 yards passing with three touchdowns and one interception in 5-1 Houston's third straight win.
A dub is a dub, you know, hard or easy. So today wasn't easy.
May, the number three pick in this year's draft, had 243 yards, three touchdowns, and two picks for 1-5 New England.
I'm in a great spot, you know, with the Patriots here and, you know, playing, you know, quarterback in the NFL.
May's first NFL TD came on a 40-yard deep ball to Kayshawn Booty just before the half to make it 14-7. But May's early fumble to start the second half led to a momentum-shifting Texans score on Stroud's 10-yard pass to Stephon Diggs.
Elsewhere in the NFL, Baker Mayfield threw three interceptions during the Saints' 27-point second quarter, but he also finished with four TD passes as the Buccaneers hammered New Orleans 51-27.
That was a full group effort on offense. You know, obviously had a few bad situations there with some tip balls, and the first interception was definitely the worst one. Just not a good decision. Guy had it covered up pretty well, but just to not flinch. There's going to be ups and downs, but that's why you play 60 minutes.
Sean Tucker ran for 136 yards and a TD, and Chris Godwin had 11 catches for 125 yards and two scores for Tampa Bay. The Chargers were 23-16 winners over the Broncos as Justin Herbert threw for 237 yards and a TD.
Sometimes there are going to be games where we feel like throwing is our advantage, and there are going to be times where we think we got to run the ball and make sure that, you know, we're controlling the game. And it just worked out that way that we were going to throw the ball today.
J.K. Dobbins ran for 96 yards and a TD on a day Los Angeles played part of the first quarter without head coach Jim Harbaugh due to heart arrhythmia.
Went back and they did a great job. I had a little treatment, a little IV. So they were on it, which was great. I mean, so
Najee Harris ran for 106 yards and a touchdown as the Steelers took down the Raiders 32-13.
The offensive line, receivers, tight ends, all of them came together and realized that, you know, for us to, you know, be efficient in the run game, it takes all of us.
Harris made it 22-7 with a 36-yard scoring run with 4:21 left in the third quarter. Bijan Robinson rushed for 95 yards and two TDs in the Falcons' 38-20 verdict over the Panthers. But he says the passing game allowed Atlanta to gain 198 yards on the ground.
Obviously, when you pass the ball well, like, it opens up. But then, you know, with the O-line, you know, just dominating and the run blocking, and then just finding our gaps and trusting our eyes. That was the big thing, just trusting our eyes. And it opened up, you know, perfectly for us.
Jordan Love threw for 258 yards and a career-high tying four touchdowns in the Packers' 34-13 pounding of the Cardinals.
It was huge. You know, that was the goal for us coming in this game, was to be able to start fast and get in that rhythm. And obviously, I think the first drive, not coming with points was tough, but we were able to, you know, build on that and get back and start building on that rhythm we wanted to have.
Romeo Doubs had two scoring receptions after serving a one-game suspension for what Green Bay called conduct detrimental to the team. With Anthony Richardson sitting out another game, Joe Flacco threw for two touchdowns as the Colts got by the Titans 20-17. Rookie Josh Downs had seven receptions for 66 yards and a score against one of the NFL's top defenses.
I know they had the number one total defense, and they said they didn't give up a lot of explosive plays. So I wouldn't say like I knew it was going to be a big game for me, but I knew that I was going to have opportunities either way. And just like other guys on the team, they was going to have opportunities as well. But yeah, the Cards just fell that way today.
Joe Burrow threw for 208 yards and had a 47-yard touchdown run on the Bengals' first possession in a 17-7 win over the Giants.
I just saw an opening, saw it was man coverage, and you know, was able to squeak through there and find the end zone.
Evan McPherson broke a 7-7 tie with a 37-yard field goal late in the third quarter, and Chase Brown added a 30-yard scoring run to ice the outcome. I'm Dave Ferry, AP Sports.
The new Wegovy pill is now available through Weight Watchers. Powerful GLP-1 results in a simple pill at the lowest price available. And with Weight Watchers, you can get doctor support and personalized nutrition programs. See if you qualify at WeightWatchers.com. Ad not reviewed or approved by Novo Nordisk.